Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Hey, you've been having church with us this morning.
Amen.
Somebody go ahead and glorify God. That's all right. You can do that. We in one of them kind of churches where you have the liberty. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody glorify God. Thank you, Jesus. I'll be reading from Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. And I'm going to go ahead and preach. We're going to go a little bit later today. I'm fairly well certain. That's all right with y'all. I mean, you ain't got to go home and cook because all the cooking's done for you out there at the truck stop, right? Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. And when you have found that, if you're capable of standing, please stand to honor the reading of God's word. It is on the screen behind me already. I can see it because I got a little monitor down here in front of me. Y'all want to know how high tech we are around here? We got a monitor TV mounted in the pulpit so we can see all the words on the screen, so we ain't got to turn anybody watching the TV behind us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was my brainstorm. And I know they're ready to beat me because half the time we can't get it to stand up or close up. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 says this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I could stop right there and preach for 3 hours.
Amen.
Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and things in the earth and things in heaven and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now and much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me? Hallelujah. I need a touch from God today. Father God, I love you. I praise you. I magnify your name. Dear Lord, give my body strength and my lungs breath, dear Lord, that I might bring forth this word today in a way that would honor and glorify you, dear God. Help me, O Lord, to be your vessel, to be your mouthpiece, dear God. Let me bring forth this word in a way that would please you and go up into the throne room of heaven to be pleasing in your ears and in your sight. Bless also those, dear God, who are under the sound of my voice, either in this house or by the many multiple live streams, that they might receive this word today, dear God, with strength and in power, and let it glorify you, let it magnify you, and let them receive it, dear God, such that it nourishes their souls and bodies. In Jesus' name, I thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah. I said Tuesday night how I love the many different ways that the Lord chooses to show me things and to speak to me about what he wants me to say and do. I've got 25, maybe 30 messages in my computer but I don't seem to be able to get to none of them. Yesterday I was praying. What I was praying was I was going to ask God to show me which one of the messages I could use this morning. And as I was praying, I said, Lord, please pour out your anointing upon me. Not that I can be glorified, not that people will see me and see my preaching, dear God, and be happy, but, dear Lord, that your word might go forth. And as I was praying, I said, Lord, prepare me, anoint me, not for myself, that I may bring forth the word. And as soon as I said that, bring forth the word for my people in my church, as soon as I said that, that phrase just exploded in my head and in my hearing, and it just resonated over and over and over. Bring forth the word, bring forth the word, echoing over and over and over. And not only that, with my eyes being closed, the words themselves appeared in front of my vision, and they were in different colors, and they were moving all over the place in multiple different times. It was saying, bring forth the word, bring forth the word, bring forth the word. And I realized at that point that he wasn't talking to me. He was using that to tell me what my message was supposed to be today. And let me tell you, it just poured out in front of me when he did it that way. When I said, bring forth the word, it began to echo and resonate in my mind. And I began to see the words, and they repeated themselves, not only in my hearing, but in my sight. And they began to be colorized in different colors and different sizes and different shapes. And they all moved separately and independently of each other. So the whole time, all I could see and hear was bring forth the word. Bring forth the word. Y'all say that with me. Bring forth the word. Hallelujah. And I began to understand. I had already been planning on preaching on one subject this morning. But as I prayed, I am certain that I heard from the Lord. So I began to toss that subject aside. And I began to realize that the message that the Lord was bringing to my heart most certainly tied in with the proclamation that I have been making over this church for the past 3 or 4 months. Proclaim the anointing, that God has poured out an anointing upon you to go out from outside these walls and to reach the lost and the dying and on their way to hell, and to draw them into this house, or to draw them to the Lord, or testify to them and lead them to Jesus. I feel like the Lord wants me to tell you that since I have proclaimed the anointing over you, now it's time for all of you to bring forth the word. You might want to make sure you got a Bible app on your phone so you can have it when you need it. Let me tell you something, saints. time is running out quickly for this world. I'm getting ready to share some things with you today that might rattle your core. I've never felt that the coming of the Lord was so imminent as it is right now. Do y'all know what the significance of the red heifer is? The red heifer is what was, God had commanded the priest to sacrifice to cleanse the temple before certain ceremonies had taken place. Prophecy states that the red heifer will be sacrificed right before the time of rapture. And you know when the last time was a red heifer had been sacrificed? Several hundred years. Because they ain't been able to find one. A red heifer is a heifer, a cow of a certain age that doesn't have a white hair on it. It's red. Now, it can have white hair, but it can only be one hair ever so many thousands of hairs on the heifer. They haven't been able to find one for hundreds and hundreds of years. Right now in Israel, they've got five. And they have already eliminated one of them because they found a few more white hairs than it was supposed to have. But they still got four. Now, the sacrifice of the red heifer is supposed to take place at the time of Passover. And in Israel, Passover is April 22nd this year. We've got red heifers waiting to be sacrificed. Not only do we have red heifers waiting to be sacrificed, but they have rebuilt the altar. We now have the altar of God for the temple rebuilt again for the first time in at least a thousand years. Think about that now. The altar's been prepared. They now have a red heifer, and they're planning to make that sacrifice on April 22nd in Israel. That's supposed to be the sign. They're nearing completion and certifying the actual red heifer that would be the sacrifice. And when this happens, it's significant to the prophecies of the scripture surrounding the rapture, the tribulation, and the return of the Lord. Paul said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Saints of God, we're at a time in our lives, and we're at a time on this earth when we have to put on the mind of Christ. And in this last day, the mind of Christ not only tends to lift us up and to keep ourselves pure, but it also lends to for us to put forth an effort to bring His word to save the lost. Let this mind be in you, which was also, what was the one thing that Christ focused on the entire time He was here? Salvation. Leading people to Jesus, repentance of sin, getting people to heaven. But He didn't look upon Himself. He was man, but He was God. He is God and always will be God. He didn't look upon Himself with great reputation, but He humbled Himself to face the death of the cross. He humbled Himself. He was God and man at the same time. And He humbled Himself to face a death on the cross of crucifixion. And crucifixion was designed originally as a means to kill rats. That's the kind of death they chose for my Lord. That was adding insult to injury is what that was. But He humbled Himself to face the death of the cross. And because of that great sacrifice, God has highly exalted Him. And gave Him a name which is above every name. Come on, somebody. His name is above every name. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. Jesus is a name that carries all power. And at the mention of His name, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that He is Lord. That He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, to the glory of the Father. Come on, somebody. It don't matter how badly men revile Him. It don't matter how men deny him and call him fake or deny his godliness. There is coming a day when at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. That means the knees of the atheist, the knees of the Satanists, the knees of the wicked, the knees of the witches, the knees of the unsaved. They may mock and revile him now, but they will bow. All knees shall bow, knees in heaven, knees in the earth, and knees under the earth. Hallelujah. And they will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Hallelujah. In our text today, Paul said that we should work out our own salvation. What he said was, when you say to somebody, the Lord said, let every man work out his own salvation. Yeah, Peter, preach that. We can work out our own salvation. Everybody wants to read that. Because everybody said, don't judge me. Don't tell me what the Bible says. Let me work out my own salvation, thank you. So I can live like I want to. And nobody can judge me. But the scripture here says one thing that everybody leaves out. It says, let every man work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That means don't take it for granted. Don't take it and twist it around to use it to justify your sinful life. But with fear and trembling, worry about where your soul's going to go, work out your own salvation. Fear and trembling, that means take real stock of your life. Take real stock of your eternal soul. Quit playing around with the winds of false doctrine and circulating the globe. Verse 14 says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Does that mean, Pastor, we ain't supposed to get in little groups and complain about you? Well, Pastor, we don't do that. Yes, you do. I've heard some of you do it when you didn't think I was listening. I sit there, like I said, I watch y'all. Not only do I watch, I listen. I pay attention. I watch when y'all get in little groups and get off away from folks and start complaining. I hear it. When I went to Athey's Hospital, yeah, I saw that. When I was in high school, I went to Athey's Hospital to get my physical to go into the National Guard. I failed that physical because of my knee and my left eye. But when I was in the hearing test, they put me in the hearing test. There was a booth with 8 booths, and we all went into the booth at the same time. And during the hearing test, when you hear the beep, you push the button, and when you don't hear the beep, you let go. And that beep was some kind of low. And the frequencies kept going up higher and higher. And I kept pressing the button and letting go. When we got done with that range of tests, they let everybody go. And they said, Taylor, you wait right there. And they said, something's wrong with your booth. I said, all right. So they put me in another booth and ran the test again. In the middle of the test, they stopped me. And they said, over the headphones, I can hear, can you really hear that? I said, yeah. There's no way you can hear that. I'm hearing it. They kept the test going. And you know, when you're pressing the button, it makes the line go up and down, depending on how far off you are or getting right. My line was straight across. You know what that means? That means I can hear you when you don't think I can. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Let me say this. I'm going to stop right here and say this. Yes, I've heard some of y'all run me in the ground, mock me, make fun of me, but I love you anyway. I still do. I will eventually stop you from doing it. Just because I don't say nothing to you now don't mean I ain't hearing it. But it'll get to the point where I'm going to say, hey, if you want to talk like that, you need to talk to me. Let me tell you this. If you want to talk like that about somebody else, you need to talk to them. Hallelujah. If you got problems, people look at me because I got a permanent frown. I look like a Klingon. I'm a big old fella, and I get loud sometimes, like my daddy. They look at me, and they're scared to talk to me. They're scared to say anything because I'm liable to rip their arm off and beat them over the head with it. I ain't done that in 10, 15 years. You can tell me things. You can tell me when you don't like what I got going on. Bob and Tommy and Glenn and Donnie, y'all all make sure, especially Sarah and Renee, you know. See, y'all, they can tell you. You can talk to me about stuff like that. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights. That means if you stop running your mouth and stop murmuring and dispute, you're going to shine. You're going to glow outside the rest of the world. Leave the ministry alone. Pastors and preachers are, you might get mad at us about a whole lot of things. There might be a whole lot of complaints you have, but pastors and preachers are more concerned about your soul sometimes than you are. We're not here to judge you. We're not here to bring condemnation upon you. We are here to do our level best with everything within us to lead you to the path of righteousness so you can be saved. So you will not miss heaven. And mostly so you will miss hell. Verse 16 says, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. And here it is. For all of those whom will fall into the obedience or the proclaimed word over you, hold forth the word. Bring forth the word. Let every soul hear his word. Because how will they hear? The lost and the dying in this world, how will they hear? They ain't listening on the radio to find no preaching. They ain't looking on the TV to find no preaching. They ain't pulling out of nowhere to watch our live streams. How are they going to hear the word unless somebody brings it? Romans 10 and 14 says, how then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, whom hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How will they hear the word if no one preaches the word to them? That means I have proclaimed the anointing over you. That means God is saying to you, you are all preachers of the gospel outside this door, outside these four doors, four walls. You're all preachers of the gospel. The earth is nearly full of lost people, Mason. They have not heard the word of the Lord. And everybody thinks that it's the preacher's job to go out and to tell the lost about Jesus. I'm your shepherd. The word basically means, minister means shepherd. Pastor means shepherd. I'm supposed to tend the flock. I'm supposed to feed you. So that you have it to go out and win the lost. Hallelujah. Everybody thinks it's the preacher's job to go out and tell the lost, but it's the preacher's job to feed the flock. so they can go out into the world and lead the lost to Jesus. You can't tell me that you don't know any lost souls, because you do. It might be your neighbors. It might be your co-workers. It might be your family members. But today, the Lord has put forth a charge and a command to you. Bring forth the word. If God is speaking to your heart, I love Donnie. Donnie don't even wait for me to give the altar call. If the Lord moves on him, he moves. You don't have to wait on me either. The Lord moves upon you in the anointing. Forget what I'm saying. You move to the altar, because God is more important than I am. If you feel the Lord pricking your heart over proclaiming the gospel, if you feel the Lord pricking your heart about proclaiming the anointing, if you feel God pricking your heart about bringing forth the word, it's time for you to get up out of that seat and come down here and yield to him. Amen. I'm going to leave it right there. It's going to be up to you.
It don't have to be a hot move of the Spirit to settle in deep in your soul. I feel like the Lord is moving mountains this morning. He's shifting perspectives. He's doing a new thing in some of us, as he calls us to bring forth the word in our lives and in the world around us. I still feel his spirit in the house, as if he's saying, I will walk with you. I will be there beside you as you bring my word forth into this world, planting the seeds of salvation in their hearts, and then nourishing them with my word. God, thank you so much for allowing us to be in the house this morning. Thank you for your sweet move, your spirit, for the depth that you've reach down inside of us, and you're beginning to grow us, beginning to move in us, to change things in us, Lord. God, now I ask you to keep each and every person under the sound of my voice safe, protected, and at peace until we can come together again for your glory. Amen. We got one thing left, y'all. All right. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for our sins.
I know you died on the cross for our sins.
And you rose again on the third day.
You rose again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Make me a new Christian.
Make me a new Christian.
And as the children have loved to add, put your devil in the face.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.